It's what's called pulse width modulation. Basically what it does, you take a square wave and you change the shape of it over time.
This is John Henson. If even old synth needs to be repaired, he's probably the guy you're going to go to. I guess you call him a synthesizer surgeon. He's been kind enough to let me into his shed today and show me how he goes about his business.
How long have you been kind of doing this, you know, suppose exclusively for a living?
About 12 years now.
Yeah.
And
was this something that you were hoping that you can work up to, like getting enough work to just do it full time?
Basically started out as a sort of almost like a hobby for friends and people that sort of asked me as a favour to look at something and fix something for them, and it sort of word of mouth, and it gradually built up from there. I never suspected there were that many synthesizers in the country until it's just an endless flood. They come from all 32 counties.
Does anyone else in the country do what you do, do you think? Or
there are people around the country that do synth repairs, but I don't think there's anyone who does it to the same extent that I do.
Before we go on, I must point out, his work shed is an actual shed and is snug, to say the least, and is absolutely wedged with equipment and components.
And how many kind of components or little bits and bobs have you accrued over the years? Just looking around the shed here, there's loads of little wires and microchips and bits and bobs.
Yeah, no, that's about 10,000, more than 10,000 parts. I've got my resistor bag there, there's thousands in there. These tack switch boxes, about 1,000 in there. Got 4 boxes of chips.
And dare I ask, like, how many kind of synths or say kind of keybeds do you have currently on your property?
Synths and bits of equipment, about 25. Some of them are actually mine. I just haven't had time to go at them. I've inherited quite a few. In my dead car out on the front drive, there's a couple in there. The attic is full. My bedroom has several in it. About 6 or 7 in here, and there's more in the house, and under the stairs there's another about nearly a dozen.
For a man so consumed with one instrument, I kind of expected John to maybe play a bit or maybe listen to a lot for pleasure, but it turns out John doesn't really do either of those things.
Do you still love music?
I don't even listen to music anymore. I don't play any and I don't really listen to any.
Why?
I just don't know. It's probably because I spend all my time in here. And if I'm not in here, I'm on forums, on the social media. It's almost all-consuming, so the actual music itself has had to take a backseat.
When people do things they're passionate about, you always feel kind of embarrassed asking them if they make much money. In this instance, I couldn't really resist.
Dare I ask, how much would you charge for your services generally, John?
It varies a lot.
If Enya rang you, you'd obviously charge her maybe a little bit more.
No, I wouldn't, actually. I do work for this. A little bit of work for their studio I have done over the years. No, I don't charge her any more than I would charge anybody else. It's all down to what I feel is the amount of time and effort's gone into it. It can be very time consuming. If I worked it out rationally, I would be far more, I'd be far better off working behind the counter at McDonald's on minimum wage.
John has accrued a lot of knowledge over the years, and with that a lot of machinery. His shed is a strange mix of new and old technology.
Yeah, and just looking at this thing, this looks like a heart monitor I'm looking at over here. What is
it
this?
It's an oscilloscope. It's a heart monitor for electrical things. Yeah, what it's doing is it's affecting the shape of the waveform, the square wave. For example, if I turn it off, I think the manual is the centre one. It is, yeah. That's a 50% square wave, as in the ups and the downs are the exact same width.
I said yeah, but I didn't really understand what he was saying, if I'm honest.
What is considered, like, I suppose the Cadillac of synth of that era? What are the best built ones?
Jupiter 8. It's just a fabulous synthesizer. But it was sort of the Rolls Royce of synths back in 1982.
Who would have used it?
All the big boys. It was a very expensive machine. It was £3,600 sterling at the time. There was one in Ireland owned by Session Music from Belfast, and that was valued at 5,000 Irish punts. You could have bought a house for that.
Have you ever owned one yourself?
I did. Alas, I had to sell it. One of my few regrets in life.
The conversation then turned to some of John's favourite music from that era. The usual suspects: The Human League, Depeche Mode, Japan, Thompson Twins. But I wanted to know, did John have any aspirations to be a neuromantic himself back in the day?
Were you in bands yourself?
Yeah, sort of, yeah. None of them really went anywhere, which was a shame.
Dare I ask, can you tell us a couple of names of those bands?
Well, one band, the first band I was in was called the Synthetic Fibes, and we did actually do a lot of gigs, but the guitarist wanted to change the direction and sort of broke it all up, so...
That's always the way, isn't it?
It happens. I fell into it, really. I had sort of no formal musical training. I had to teach myself how to play the keys.
Time was getting on, and this Roland Juno 90 was not going to fix itself, so I asked John one last question.
This must be, I guess, a labour of love, then?
It is, yeah. Yes, it is. Well, I'd have to be insane to do it otherwise. I'm more sanguine about them now. I mean, I don't need to own any synths. I see them every day anyway, so I don't really need to own any. They say everybody owns a Juno 106. Well, I don't. But then again, I see at least one a week. I don't need to.